Translation. Because of Raghunath Das' eagerness, I accepted his invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this practice. Responsibly, please. Because of Raghunath Das' eagerness, I accepted his invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this practice. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ihara Sankoche Ami Eta Dina Nila Bala Hayala Gyaniya Apani Chadi Dila. Because of Raghunath Das' eagerness, I accepted his invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this place. So in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya meets Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was only son between his father and uncle, and both of them were very rich personalities. Saptagram, they were the Jamindar, big rich landowners in Saptagram. And Raghunath, actually his father name was Govardhan Majumdar, and his uncle Hiranya Majumdar. So he was born to this rich family, and in his young childhood pastimes, his father had a big, huge villa, like a castle, and he had that big villa had atari, they call atari villa. It had three gateways to go out. And when he was a child, all these three gateways, his servants with the palki, with the palanquin, they would wait 24 hours for Raghunath to come out, because nobody knew which way, which door he will step out. So, around the clock, his servants were waiting with palanquin for him. In other words, he was so opulently raised, very opulently raised. And he was, right from childhood, he was very much attracted to spiritual life. And in his village, there was temple. And Balaram Acharya was the main priest, Balaram Acharya. So Balaram Acharya used to know Haridas Thakur. I think they had disciple, spiritual master-disciple relationship, or not, I don't know. But this Baladev, he invited Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, to this temple in Saptagram. And during this time, of course, Haridas Thakur would live nearby the temple in hermitage, small little cottage. And little Raghunath would come every day, and he get to associate with Srila Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, he planted seeds of devotion into his heart and would talk about Lord Chaitanya to little Raghunath, his pastimes. So Raghunath Das became so much devoted to Lord Chaitanya. Actually, his father wouldn't let him come to Haridas Thakur. But because Baladev Acharya and others told him, his father sent Raghunath to get blessings from this great sage, Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur gave him blessings that may you never attracted to this material opulences, and that you can become renounced and become pure devotee of Krishna. So this is the blessings he gave him. So since then, Raghunath Das Thakur was very much serious about spiritual life. So he always wanted to run away from home to meet Lord Chaitanya. And his father knew this. So just to shackle him, just to tie him up to Maya, they married him to a very beautiful girl, very beautiful lady, young lady, so that he would get attracted to her. But he was least attracted to her. So what happened one day is Lord Chaitanya was, after taking sannyas, he came to Advaita Acharya's home by tricks of Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. He came to Advaita Acharya's home, and all these villages from around that area were miles and miles. All inhabitants of those villages, they were rushing to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have his holy darshan and kirtan and so much festival. So Baladev Acharya told Govardhan Majumdar that please send Raghunath also. So Raghunath, so he was very reluctant, but at the end, because of Raghunath Das request over and over, that I want to go see Lord. So he is sent with 100 soldiers and servants and with lots of grains and silk clothes and so many things to offer to Lord Chaitanya also. So, and he told them, please return within a day. Next day you should return back. So all these people went with Raghunath, and it was so ecstatic festival, and Lord Chaitanya's beauty was captivating everybody. So these troops went with Raghunath, were also captivated by Lord and the festival and everything. So Majumdar, he sent other people to call them back, rescue Raghunath and bring him back. So when they went, they also got captivated by Lord Chaitanya. And again he sent others, fourth day, fifth day, and they also got captivated. And then he personally came, and story goes on that he also got captivated by Lord Chaitanya's personal beauty and associate beauty and big festival. So then Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath that please return to your home, go back to your home. So Raghunath, and he told that later on you can unite with me in Jagannath Puri. So with that plea, Raghunath went back to his home. So even though he was at home, he always tried to escape. So one day what happened is the temple's pujari was not coming for puja. So he was requested to go to pujari and request him, convince him to come and do puja. So he went there and he convinced pujari, giving him some lots of money. And from there, he escaped to go to Jagannath Puri. So for 12 days continuously, he walked. Continuously he walked through Katwa and everywhere without much sleep or without much food. He just continuously walk. And he came to see Lord Chaitanya, and he offered his obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya immediately got up and gave him big embrace, and immediately he arranged everything for him. Every day his servant Govinda would bring Mahaprasad of Jagannath from merchant, and he called Swarup Damodar and told Swarup Damodar that this is a little Raghunath and I am assigning him to you. Please take care of him spiritually and by every respect. So since then he was called Swarupir Raghunath. So he was Raghunath Das of Swarup Goswami. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was in charge of Raghunath. So later on, his father found out that Raghunath had gone to Puri to join Lord Chaitanya. So then he sent one Brahman to cook for him, two assistants for cooking to this Brahman, and 400 rupees per month he would send for Raghunath to have sumptuous prasad. So Raghunath, instead of accepting this for himself, he used to invite Lord Chaitanya and his associates for big, huge feast every once a week. So he used to prepare this feast and call all these personalities for prasad. So he thought that I am accepting this money and food grains from my father. His father was not Visayi, sense gratifier. He was a devotee. He was very good devotee. But still, Raghunath thought that Visayira anna khaile dusta hai man, that if I accept this anna from Visayi people, from sense gratifiers, then my mind will become dusta. My mind will become polluted. So he stopped accepting this, accepting these offerings from his father. This is how Krishna says that I give intelligence by which my devotees can progress in my devotional service and they can come closer to me day by day. Tesam aham samuddharta mrityu sansara sagrat, not that. Dadami buddhi yogam tvam ena mam upayanti te. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tvam ena mam upayanti te. Those who constantly endeavor, tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam, and those who worship me with love and devotion, dadami buddhi yogam tvam, I give them buddhi yoga, intelligence, by which every gate and step they come closer to me, they come to me. Dadami buddhi yogam tam ena mama upayanti te, they come to me. So Raghunath Das, Krishna is giving him intelligence that Visayira anna khaile dusta hoye man, that if I accept this from Visayi people, then my mind will be polluted. So I don't want this anymore. In other words, Krishna is giving him intelligence how to go near him. So he gave it up and instead he started begging for the alms in front of Simhadwar. In Simhadwar, in the last eight o'clock arati, last arati of Jagannath, after that all the pujaris, they come out of temple and whatever prasadam they, mahaprasadam, they are with them left over, that prasadam they would distribute freely to the akinchana devotees, to those who live on this prasadam without asking, begging, without any endeavoring. Whatever they got, akinchana devotees, they would live on that. So Raghunath would stand at this Simhadwar, main gate to Lord Jagannath temple, and he would get this prasadam from these pujaris. So he was always thinking, and sometimes even if it is not possible, he would beg alms from different people, darsanarthi. So he was thinking, again Krishna is giving him fine intelligence, that I am thinking like this person will give me and this person will not give me, that person gave me yesterday and today he did not give me again, and so many ways it will make him think, desire to have some prasad from different people. So he was thinking it is like a prostitution. It is like a prostitute begging for money. That prostitute thinks like that, that this person will give me money or that person will give me money, like that. So he thought that I don't want to do this anymore, beg like a prostitute. So then he got intelligence that why not I go to the free food distribution centers, charitable food distribution center, and there is no question of begging or anything. It is provided for everybody. Food for life program, in other words, free distribution. So Lord Raghunath, he used to go to these kind of charitable food providers. So he used to eat there. So even that, he said that these pious people, they want to acquire piety and go to Swargaloka. And all this complication, I don't want to get involved in this. So he even gave up going to these places for food. And then he found out that those merchants who sell Jagannath Prasad, they throw away rice prasad, which is stale from 2-3 days. So this rice prasad, when it was thrown into the garbage dump, nobody would eat it. Even the cows, they wouldn't eat this prasad. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he would pick up this rice prasad, stale one, and then at night time, nobody could see him, and then he would wash it in sea water and clean it properly. Properly means outer covering of rice. He would clean that, and then he would dry that in his courtyard, and then he would eat that rice prasad. So then at this point, Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami that he gave up all these places for taking prasad. So now how he is taking prasad? So Swarup Damodar said that now he is taking this stale rice prasad, washes it, and then he dries it, and then he takes it. So Lord Chaitanya, he went one day and he saw the dry rice prasad. So he told Raghunath that you are eating such a nice Lord Jagannath's prasad and you are not sharing that anymore. So Lord Chaitanya also, he start taking morsel at a time and start eating that prasad. So Lord Chaitanya was glorifying prasad like that. So Dadami Buddhi Yogam, Lord gives intelligence by which one can progress towards Krishna consciousness. This is a very good example how Krishna gives us intelligence by which we can always come near to him. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very renounced right from beginning of his life, even though he was in midst of a rich family, he renounced everything. So after Lord Chaitanya, he wind up his pastimes on this earth planet. Little Raghunath Das Goswami, he decided that now I have no reason to leave. Lord Chaitanya left and I have no reason anymore to leave. So he wanted to commit suicide by going to Vrajadham, and from the top of Govardhan, he would jump and kill himself. So after Lord Chaitanya, he wind up his pastimes on earth. Then he went to Vrajadham and met Rup Sanatan Goswami. And then Sanatan Goswami said to Raghunath that you know all Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Nilachal, and you have diary also, and this body of yours, it doesn't belong to you. This belongs to Lord Chaitanya and it must be used in his service. So you should not try to give up your body, but instead live on Radhakund, bank of Radhakund, and perform your bhajan. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was ordered to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you help him through your karcha, Murari Guptas and Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar. These three diaries makes Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he had no choice but to pass his days on Radhakund. So very many pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami, but one thing is that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so renounced and pure that he would only sleep for 1.5 hours to 2 hours a day. And sometimes it was not even possible. And he would eat only a bowl full of buttermilk. He would drink buttermilk. So even if you go today, his Samadhi Mandir on the bank of Radhakund, you get Charanamrita of buttermilk. So that's where he would have, that time these buildings and Samadhi and temples, all these things were not there. It was a bank without even steps. It was bank of Radhakund. So he would sit there, and one day what happened is he was doing his meditation on holy name. He was chanting 1,000 mala a day, if I am not wrong. Something thousand. He was chanting a holy name. So he was chanting under scorching heat, and Radharani, she felt that Raghunath, her devotee, is, of course, Raghunath's eternal form in spiritual world is Rati Manjari or Rasa Manjari. So Radharani is, you know, she has intimate relationship with Manjari, Rasa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. So she went and tried to offer her shadow so that he would not be under torching heat. So Radharani was with her sari, she was putting shadow on Raghunath Das Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami at that moment happened to come there, and he saw Radharani offering this shadow. So he chastised Raghunath that you are trying to become so renounced. Why don't you have a little cottage so Radharani doesn't have to come for your service? It's not good to take service from Radharani. So since then Raghunath Das Goswami had a little cottage on the bank of Radhakund. And one day he was having, he was chanting on the bank again. And two tigers, they came to drink water. And Krishna, thinking the tigers may attack Raghunath. So immediately Krishna appeared on the scene to protect Raghunath. So then there was more reason for him to build an hermitage. So he builds an hermitage. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he had so many different vows he had taken. And one of the vows was that he would offer his obeisances to 1,000 Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, in a day. So he would offer 1,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas and also would perform 1,000 naam, japamala, a day. So he had very staunch vows, and that is described in his thus 10 slokas, that is Swaniyam Dasakam. So it's a very nice poem, or I would like to read if I can translate it properly. It says Swaniyam Dasakam Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu Krit, compiled by Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. The 10th sloka of his rules and regulations that he would like to follow. Of course, he was sannyasi, Babaji initiation, renounce order. So some of it may not be possible for us, but it is good to know his dasakam. Guru mantre namni prabhuvara sachi garbhaja pade Swarupe Sri Rupe Ganayuji Tadiya Prathamaje Girindre Gandharva Sarasi Madhupurya Vrajavane Vraje Bhakte Goshtalayishu Paramastvam Mamaratihi. That my pure love should arise in my heart. Let my heart be flooded with pure love of Gurudev, my Guru. Ishta mantra me, means in my mantra of my Ishta, Radha Krishna, which is Hare Krishna mantra. And Ishta mantra may be even Gayatri, I don't know. I'm saying Ishta mantra me. And then Harinam, and in the Harinam, my love can be arise or attracted, my heart can be attracted to chant the holy name. And Prabhu or Sri Sachinandan, in the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Sri Swarup Damodar, and Rup Goswami, along with his associates, and his elder brothers, Sanatan Goswami and Giri Govardhan. In Giri Govardhan, in Radhakund, in Mathurapuri, in Vrindavan, in places where cows, they graze themselves in another vraj. Ghosta means vraj, where vraj means where cows they graze themselves. So ghosta vihari, Jasomati Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that Bajo Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sei Ghosta Vihari. Ghosta Vihari means Krishna. Vraj Vihari. Ghosta Vihari. Ghosta Vihari means that Lord Chaitanya is Ghosta Vihari also. Krishna. So Ghosta me. Vraj ke bhakto me means in the devotees of Vraj. And Vrajavasi janome means Brijavasis. In all these personalities, may my love increase day by day. Mama ratihi, my rati towards all these things. And then second sloka is, I'll read in Hindi translation, then try to translate. Sri Bhagavan ke se vigrah ke adhishtit hone par bhi anya kisi pradesh mein sadpurushon ka sang prapt kar prem purvak rasaswadan karte huye main ek kshan ke liye bhi nivas nahi karunga. That I will not reside at any another place than Vraj. Even if there is a nice Radha Krishna deity, Bhagavan ke vigrah ke adhishtit hone par bhi, even if there is a good association of exalted pure devotees of the Lord, and even if there is a rasaswadan, prempurvak rasaswadan, that you enjoy the transcendental mellow, hearing about transcendental mellow of conjugal loving affairs. Even if I have an association of pure devotees, I can hear these loving affairs, and there is Lord and Radharani. Even though I will not live in that place, I will not live there. Kintu, is Vraj Bhumi mein hi, yahan ke samast grami logon ke saath vivid, आलाप करते हुए प्रत्येक जन्म में निवास करूंगा. बट आई विल लिव ओनली इन व्रज बाय एसोसिएटिंग विथ ब्रजवासीज बर्थ आफ्टर बर्थ. दिस इज व्हाट आई डिजायर. आई डोंट वांट टू बी एनीवेयर एल्स बट इन व्रज. इन अनदर वर्ड्स थर्ड श्लोक मैं युग के समान अति दीर्घ काल पर्यंत विरही होते हुए मैं युग के समान अति दीर्घ काल पर्यंत विरही होते हुए भी सदा श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण के उल्लास युक्त अतुलनीय लीला स्थल सम्मिलित इस व्रज धाम को त्याग कर पूर्ण ऐश्वर्य से देदीप्यमान श्री यदुपति को भी उनके कहने पर भी उनके दर्शन करने के लिए भी त्रुटि मात्र समय के लिए भी श्री द्वारका में नहीं जाऊंगा. सो ही सेज दैट आई विल नेवर गो टू द्वारिका इवन इफ कृष्णा कॉल्स मी देयर फॉर हिज दर्शन एंड फॉर इवन फॉर द फ्रैक्शन ऑफ अ मोमेंट आई विल not go in Dwarka even if he calls me. I will not go to Dwarka. But I would live in this Vrajadham for eternity. Ullas yukta ataniya lilastar samiliti Vrajadham. Because Vrajadham is place of Lord Krishna and Radharani's pastimes. I will never leave Vrajadham to go to Dwarika for even for a fraction of a minute. and even for his darshan, and even if he calls me, I will never go to this opulent Dwarika. But he says, I'll go to Dwarika with one condition. That is fourth sloka. Srimati Radha ji, chit ki unmad avastha yukta hokar, Dwarka mein Sri Krishna ke saath alingit hriday hokar, nischay hi virajman ho rahi hai. Yeh baat main kaano mein sun lu, to phir main man se bhi adhik veg purvak और गरुड़ से भी तीव्र गति पूर्वक श्री वृंदावन से उड़ जाकर वहां द्वारका में ही गर्वित हृदय से जा गिरूंगा. सो ही सेज दैट इफ आई नो दैट इन द्वारिका कृष्णा इज एम्ब्रेसिंग राधाराणी विथ उन्माद अवस्था विथ इंटेंस इंटॉक्सिकेटेड लविंग way he embraces Radharani and Radharani is right beside Krishna, then I will fly to Dwarika from Vrindavan. I'll fly to Dwarika with the speed of Garuda and I will drop myself in Dwarika to have their darshan. Just because Radharani is in Dwarika, if I know that. But otherwise, I will not go to Dwarika. Fifth sloka. Adi rahit hai, ya adi sahit. Krishna, Raghunath Das Goswami says, that Krishna, whoever he may be, he is adi, or anadi. He is not, he is eternal or he is not eternal. His original personality of Godhead, Adi, the first Purusha, or anadi, doesn't matter. He is very hard like thunderbolt. He can break my heart. Kathan hai ya ati komal. Or he is very, very soft hearted towards me. He has very soft heart towards me, or he has very, very kathor heart, very, very bold heart. I'm rushing actually, so we'll finish it in 5 minutes. I know I'm going over time a little bit. But he says, Krishna may be very harsh to me. He may be very hard-hearted towards me, or he is very soft-hearted, he is giving me all his mercy. Doesn't matter. Pad-pad-par kripa-vises pragat karne wala hai. Athwa nitant karuna-vihin. He is giving me unlimited mercy, or he is not giving me any mercy. Doesn't matter. He is Narayan se bhi adhik utkarsyukta. He is more opulent than Narayan. He is having all riches and he is very opulent than Narayan. Or samanya manushya matra hi ho. Or he is an ordinary human being. Krishna is ordinary human being. Doesn't matter. Is Sri Vrindavan mein Sri Vrajaraj ka jo putra Sri Krishna hai, prati janma mein vahi mera swami ho. This Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is my Lord and Master. He should remain my Lord and Master birth after birth. Whatever he is poor or he is opulent, he is Adi or Anadi, or he is very merciful, he is hard, doesn't matter. That very Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my Ishtadev, is my Lord birth after birth. Or he is desiring, he may become, he should become my Lord birth after birth. Sixth sloka. Sri Narad Muni, Muni Gano Dwara evam samast Vedadi Sastro Dwara jo Radhaji Krishna ki sarva pradana priyatama ghosit ki hui hai. He is saying about Radharani, how his devotee of Radharani, that all the Vedic scripture have established Radharani, she is a pleasure potency of Krishna. And Narad Muni, etc., Munigan, the authorities in Vedic literature like Narad Muni, Brahma, Munigan, they all establish that Radharani is Sarva Pradhana Priyatama. She is the chief lover of Krishna amongst all gopis. They have all proclaimed this scriptures and saintly people. Unka anadar kar jo kapti vyakti damb purva kakele Sri Govind ka bhajan karta hai, main us shushk niras vyakti ke paas ek kshan matra ke liye bhi nahi jaunga. Yah mera vrat hai. Even though it is established that Radharani is chief Ahladini Shakti of Krishna amongst all, and if some person, if he is worshipping only Krishna without Radharani, then he is kapti, he is a cheater, he is a pretender, and he is a damba. Damba means he has a big fat false ego. I am worshipping Krishna. So such person, I don't want, he is a niras. He doesn't know transcendental mellow of devotion. And he is dambi, his false ego. And such person, I would not like to see his face or go nearby him. This is my strong vow. So in other words, if somebody worship Krishna, Govinda, without Radharani, then Raghunath Das Goswami says that he is dambi, he is having big false ego, and he is kapti, he is cheater. And I don't want to see his face, even for a moment. And his suska, he does not know the mellow, transcendental mellow, ras. He is niras, suska, niras vyakti. He doesn't know transcendental mellow of conjugal loving affairs. So for such person, I have nothing to do with him. Even if he is worshipping Krishna without Radharani, I have nothing to do with him. Seven sloka, three more. Should I stop here or continue? Three more. Three more is okay? Because it's a little time taking. I won't take as much time, but let's see. Is Brahman mein jo vyakti Sri Radha is ujjwal naam dwara sab manushyon ko prem purvak namaskar karte hue bhajan karta hai. Aha. Ati din, prati din, us vyakti ke श्री चरण कमलों को धोकर मैं उस चरणामृत को अतिशय आदर पूर्वक हर समय पान कर मस्तक पर धारण करूंगा. सो ही इज सेइंग द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ ए पर्सन हु इज ऑलवेज चैंटिंग जय राधे जय राधे. सो ही इज सेइंग इस ब्रह्मांड में जो व्यक्ति वन हु ए पर्सन हु chant Sri Radha, that person, manushya ko pyam purvak namaskar karte hue bhajan karta hai, and he is offering respect to all devotees. This person's lotus feet, Raghunath Das would like to wash, and that lotus feet's water, he would like to drink every minute, and he would like to take on his head as a charanamrita. Eighth sloka. Sri Rup Sanatan Adi Priyatam Jangan Dwara Prati Parityakta Hua Satya Rupme Agyani Atisai And Nana Prakarki Yatnao Se Bare Sagarme Upai Hin Hokar Gira Hua Me As Datome Trun Dharan Purvak Ati Dinta Sahit यह प्रार्थना करता हूं कि स्वयं श्री राधिका जी मुझे अपने श्री चरण कमलों के निकट कृपा पूर्वक आकर्षण कर लें. ही सेइंग दैट रूप सनातन आदि एक्सेट्रा हु आर वेरी डियर टू पॉपुलेंस एट लार्ज अंडर देयर आई वॉन्ट टू ऑफर माई ओबेसेंसेस ऑन टू देयर लोटस फीट हु आर वेरी आई एम ही सेइंग हिमसेल्फ आई एम वेरी इग्नोरेंट एंड ब्लाइंड एंड सफरिंग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड आई एम ड्राउनिंग इन दिस whirlpool of material existence. I am taking the straw in my mouth and with this utmost humility I would offer my respectful obeisances to Rupa Sanatan. And why? Because by that I'll get the unlimited mercy of Srimati Radharani and her lotus feet, and she will bestow she will attract me towards her. Radharani will attract me towards her. And ninth, मैं व्रजधाम में उत्पन्न हुआ हुए दूध आदि भोज्य पदार्थ में. In other words, this sloka he says that I will only accept the foodstuffs and water and milk that is produced in Raj Dham. And then last sloka he is saying, Sri Rup Namak Priyatam Jano Ke Anugatya Purvak Kunjadi Ek. In other previous sloka he says that I would, birth after birth, I would accept only those things which is produced in Raj Dham. Birth of the utensils, mitti, clay pots and grains and water and milk that is produced in Rajdham, that's the only thing I'll accept. And last sloka he says, Main Sri Rup Namak Priya Jano Ke Anugatya Purvak Kunjadi Ekant Me, I'll become the follower of Rup Sanatan. कुंजादि एकांत में श्री लक्ष्मी देवी के उज्ज्वल रूप राशि को पराभवने वाले मनोहर शोभायमान विग्रह वाली श्री राधिका का एवं दर्पण समुदाय की भांति देदीपिमान श्री गिरिधारी की विविध को आनंद पूर्वक संपादन करूंगा. दैट आई विल बिकम फॉलोअर ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी हु इज ए रूप मंजरी एंड आई विल try to serve Radha Krishna into the pleasure groves of Vrindavan along with Rupa Manjari Rupa Goswami. This is my desire. Of course, Raghunath Das Goswami was Rati Manjari. So Manjari means their only seva is in pleasure groves of Vrindavan. In another words, Kunja Nikunja. They are serving Radha Krishna in Kunja and Nikunja. So this is his dasakam. So sorry I went over. Thank you very much. Any quick question or anything? Thank you very much. Granthra Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki, Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Gaur Premanandi.